Now, the state also
puts
great emphasis on the claim that Agent Olson didn't know that a fifth roommate, Mr. Matt, was living in the basement until after the search of the basement. But despite what Mr. Olson claimed at the preliminary hearing, and I don't deny what the state shows that he says at the preliminary hearing, their own report casts doubt on the credibility of that claim. And I'd like to refer the court to page or page 15 of the report. I'm referring to the last two paragraphs, and I think the language is very important here because it places this whole incident in the context of timing, when what happened. It starts out, Mo Mai advised that there was a fifth resident of the residents who was not present, describing him as a Muslim from the same country. At first, Mo Mai stated that he did not know the fifth individual's name. When asked again, Nick Key said that the fifth individual's name was Asermet, and I believe that's a phonetic description, Isarmet. And I don't think there's any dispute about that. Asermet was an 18-year-old male who had been living with them for 1 month. I'm going to skip a couple of lines there, and then the last line in that paragraph, they advised that Asermet had relatives living in an apartment across from Karakare's residence. Next paragraph. Nick Key then left the residence, saying he was going to obtain Asermet's cousin's telephone number. Nick Key returned with a slip of paper containing the telephone number. Shortly thereafter, Po Ju entered the residence and sat on the couch. Nick Key then called, and Your Honor, the agents are being very careful to describe this in a chronological manner. Nick Key then called the telephone number on the slip of paper from the telephone located in the living room. Nick Key spoke with an unidentified individual for a short period of time and then hung up the phone. Around this time, Special Agent Olson, Special Agent Le Madrid, departed the living room to search the kitchen and the basement. That puts the lie to Mr. Olson's statement at the preliminary hearing that he didn't know anything about a fifth roommate before they searched the basement. And that's their own assessment report. So, Your Honor, I would submit that impeaches Agent Olson's testimony. The state didn't address the other issues in our memorandum, but apparently just relying on these two claims. But I would